Today, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, I want to talk to you about this thing called a riff. What the hell is a riff? Stick around, you're about to find out. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Tons of cool podcasts there, interviews. We do our weekly live show, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus is there. All kind of cool stuff, some great merchandise. Oh my God, just too much to tell you all right now. And these things right here, my daily show, which I am starting to bring in some actual guitar stuff now, since we're getting more subscribers on my private group, which you will find out a little bit more. Speaking of that, if you'd like to hang out with me live, I will tell you about that. Stick around to the end of the video and I'll tell you about that. Right now we've got JD Rao hanging out with us. JD is a great musician in his own right, and I appreciate having him there with a little bit of moral support. Those of you guys that pop in live, feel free to throw questions at me or ideas. We'll either, if I can't talk about it during the podcast, we'll definitely talk about it afterwards. And I, like I said, I promise you guys I will tell you more about how that works a little bit later. Okay, so let's get to the topic, which is the riff. So what is a riff? Well, first of all, I have the old guitar out just to kind of do a little demo for you here in a second. But let's talk a little bit about the riff, the origins of the riff. First of all, the origin of the riff is a classic, comes from classical music, and it was called an ostinato. And it's just a repeated figure that you come back to in a piece of music that sort of forms the foundation of the music. That was the original term for it. In the 1930s, the word riff became popular. There's no real, you know, there's no instance of the first time that it was ever used or whatever. It just became a sort of slang, believed to be a shortening of the word refrain, which is another way of saying a part of the song that gets played over and over and over, or the part of the song that you return to that helps to form the foundation of the song. Now, speaking of the foundation of the song, a riff has to be a complete idea in and of itself, something that you could actually base a song on, not something that is a kind of incomplete, fragmentary idea. We will talk about licks in another video. I'll do a video on licks later, but an example of that would be something like a lick, something that is not a fill, an improvised line of some sort. None of those things are riffs. Riff is the foundation, it is either the foundation of the song or can be the foundation of the song. If it's not a foundation of a song yet, meaning if you're composing, you may come up with a part and go, aha, this is the riff, this is the refrain, this is the ostinato, this is the thing that we're going to keep coming back to that's going to form the foundation of the song. Now, let me talk to you about, we mentioned classical music earlier, and here is a very famous ostinato or riff that you may know from classical music. Beethoven's Fifth. Perfect example of an ostinato or riff in the classical world. But some other riffs you may be more familiar with. That is a complete idea. It's as if here's the difference. Think of it in terms of words. If I say to you, John went, that's not a complete idea. But if I say, John went to the Ozzy Osbourne concert, complete idea. That's the difference. So if somebody was just playing around, that's not a riff. A riff is something that you could return to, you could put in a song and form the basis of a song. Another example would be, I've screwed it out. Yes, I know how to play that song by Led Zeppelin. Sorry. Anyways, but that is a that's another example. Another riff. It's repeated. It is a complete idea. There's nothing left hanging. You get the picture of it right away. Riffs can also be chords. Here's a very famous chord riff. Complete idea, repeated over and over, forms the basis of the song. Riffs are going to be, ultimately, you're never going to run out of riffs. They are eternal in music because, for one simple reason, while there may only be 12 notes, there are infinite rhythms. And rhythm is really the foundation of the riff in many, many ways. Let me give you an example of a riff that doesn't really have hardly any notes in it at all, but it's still a complete idea. Right? The Rob Zombie thing. There's that little turnaround that just to get you back to the beginning, but it's... hardly anything to it, but what makes it and makes it a complete idea and makes it something that can be the foundation of the song is it's got a definite rhythm, a repeatable rhythm, something that forms the basis of the song. Said it 20 times. Okay, so you get the idea of what a riff is, where it comes from. If you would like to know more about riffs, there's this awesome, and I mean awesome, BBC documentary called The Joy of the Guitar Riff, and I'm going to put a link to it here in the description. It's going to be in the show notes. If you're watching this, I'm doing this on YouTube right now as well. So it's in there and I put it in the Facebook Live as well. So click on that, go over and watch that. I'd love to discuss that documentary with you guys in my private group. Now, speaking of the private group, you're going like, he keeps talking about this private group and people hanging out with him and what's going on? And I want to know more about that. Well, if you want to know more about that, I can explain to you what that is. This is a private group where you get access to exclusive music, exclusive video, and you get to hang out with me live. It's a cool community of folks that love great guitar-driven rock, and you can find out more about that by going to loulombardirocks.com. Check that out. That will give you entry. I don't even need your email address, okay? There's no cost or nothing like that. loulombardirocks.com. That'll bring you right in, and you'll get all the stuff, and you can see what we're talking about. So check it out. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. What are some of your favorite riffs and why? I would love to continue the conversation, so please hit me up. Feel free to leave me comments. And, yeah, it's been great talking to you, and I'll catch you guys all in the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.